Welcome to the One Thing podcast, where we all get to usher in the new age of humanity, which we're calling Homo Spiritus, by practicing dancing with the one thing that individuals, communities, and countries, and cats, I have a cat in my face right now, have yet to try en masse. And the one thing is this connection to our higher self, this part of our higher anatomy, our true self anatomy, which is just as important as our arms and our legs, if you will. And people do call it by various names. And our prime directive together in our time is to, above all else, to make and constantly return to this one thing. We abbreviate it, calling it the taught connection, day in and day out, not as a separate thing we only do in the morning and then maybe think of one or two more times in the day, but to integrate it into everything we're doing all day long as our first step in dealing with any life problems or solutions needed, rather than viewing life and problems as things that can be resolved separately from the one thing. So in this episode, I think I can speak for David. We're both so excited because it's part one of two on how we understand our higher purpose of the United States and what this has to do with Homo Spiritus. Mm-hmm.
I am excited because what we see is this is an offer of ours to bring Americans and those who follow what goes on in the United States into clarity about the effort that the United States was intended to be to bring a grand spiritual intention to Earth. And so we're going to be talking about what this means, because we're not talking about something that's woo-woo here. In fact, what you're going to hear us saying is something that most people know in their hearts already. And we're going to discuss the higher purpose behind life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, what it means to be a constitutional republic that practices democracy as a beacon to the world, and the self-sovereignty that is necessary for this grand spiritual intention to succeed.
Yeah, beautiful. And when David says the spiritual intention and how it's not woo-woo, this is this idea of bridging the gap between our humanity and our divinity or our sacred selves as a whole and integrated citizen of a nation that was initially considered to be a beacon, if you will, a beacon of light. And that's part of our job if we're living on this soil. The birth of the United States was divinely guided by way of its Declaration of Independence and Constitution. You may or may not know that. And we're at a pivotal point in history. It's a bit of a crisis of humanity, if you will, where we're losing our freedoms and we're losing touch with the original intent of the divine plan as it came forth through the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And when we say beacon of light, we're not talking about the imperialism or the overtaking and that sort of thing, the colonialism that actually is distasteful. but we're talking about the purpose of what the land that is considered to be America is and its overflow into the rest of the world.
And maybe you can just add one little extra sentence about what we mean when we say that the birth of the United States was divinely guided by way of its Declaration of Independence and Constitution.
Yeah, well, it's thought that if you're familiar with the concept of ascended masters, so those are human beings who walked the earth and they ascended into their higher self, their light bodies. And so it was thought that several, I don't know exactly how many, but multiple ascended masters incarnated during the time of the Declaration of Independence, you know, before that, obviously, to be available and to be part of the framers of the Constitution and to have put together in brilliant ways what we know to be the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And the information was brought through from from higher wisdom, superconscious, you know, divine intelligence, whatever way you like to put that into words, because honestly, it doesn't matter which word you use. It just matters that you do use some words that work for you that mean similar to what we're trying to convey.
Yes, thank you. And it is simply not possible, in Lori's and my opinions or perspectives, to be a sovereign steward of this great intention that Lori is talking about, that that's meant to be the United States, without being connected to Tat, to the one thing. It just can't be done.
It can't be done. We already have plenty of human history disconnected from that, that shows us what we get. And some of it's good. Like, there obviously there have been advances in the world, but we're slipping away from vitality and wholeness and health and freedom, and we're slipping away from the core intentions of the Constitution, at least here in this country.
And again, as we've said before, as Einstein said, when technology's innovations, which Lori and I love, when those Absolutely. Innovations come forth faster than the evolution of our consciousness to utilize them, that's where the problem is. The problem is not in the innovation. The problem is in keeping the evolution of our consciousness up to speed so that we can handle and utilize these wonderful innovations in ways that serve higher wisdom and love and connectedness.
And the good of all. I mean, this is individual sovereignty as well as wholeness for all of humanity is probably one way to say it.
Yes.
And this is beyond the politics of conservative and liberal, really it is.
Oh, way beyond that, because the polarization between conservatives and progressives, or whatever you want to call the other side, right, liberals or whatever, that polarization is part of the problem. It's not part of the solution. There is wisdom to be garnered, and it's built into the higher intention behind the development and the creation of the United States. You know, Lori and I view that grand spiritual intention in a number of ways that we're going to put into words, but the first of those ways is self-sovereignty that serves us all. And that's meant to be on purpose. So self-sovereignty is about our own individual freedom, and serving us all is the common good. If we create an artificial division between those two poles, we get an ill country. Our country cannot be healthy and well. So this notion of self-sovereignty that serves us all, this was sought out with intention by human beings who were enslaved in Europe and who knew that liberty existed in our hearts, and we wanted to be the founders of this country, the people who originally came from Europe to what was called then the New World, meaning North America. They knew that liberty existed in our hearts and wanted to be in a land that supported life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Beautiful. And not to sidestep the messiness of this, right? Or the ways in which certain things could have been handled better, such as the taking over of the native peoples of this particular land. That's another story in and of itself, but we're here to just really talk about the transition from enslavement to liberty. So the higher purpose in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence behind life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was to give each individual living upon the land full freedom to connect to their one, to their higher source. So this is the reason for the importance of freedom of religion, right? And that was in order to express our true and whole nature, which we knew in our hearts, as David said, wanting to, you know, leave the shores of Europe to come somewhere that had more access to freedom. We know in our hearts that when we make this connection to the one thing, whether that be religious or not religious. You know, there's a whole spirituality behind this that doesn't necessarily require religion. But that, again, is a whole nother story. So that we have a citizenry, a body of humanity that is exampling democracy. And this is really the key, is that there's freedom on the land for people to pursue life, liberty, happiness for the purpose of reaching to their highest true whole nature that requires a connection to the source of life in order to be an example of a democracy. And we'll talk about democracy in the Constitution itself in our next episode, just to tease that out a little bit. But thus far, up until now, we've been expressing, as we've talked about in previous episodes, our homo sapien nature.
Homo sapien.
Oh, homeo, yeah.
Homo.
Homo, thank you. I don't know why I said that. Homeopathic.
Homeostasis, you were thinking.
Oh, homeostasis, maybe I said that word a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been expressing our homo sapien nature, and now we're moving into expressing our true homo spiritus nature. And that's so exciting and so inspiring that, you know, if you stick with us, we'll continue having that particular conversation. And the divisions that we find in ourselves, while they might seem frightening, you know, like homo sapien, homo spiritus, head, heart, hate, you know, kindness, love, and fear, and then the external divisions that we see that are scary, you know, it might seem like we're slipping backwards, but this is one of my favorite lines, and I have said it in a podcast before, that there is a tension between two positive polarizations whereby the third transcendent energy of those two opposing polarities create a transcendent energy of wholeness and wisdom. And that's what I believe we're in the midst of. David and I agree on this, that we're in the midst of the messiness of right now, not only individually, but, you know, in our country and in the world.
Absolutely.
And that is calling us to unity, because mm-hmm. that third transcendent energy of wholeness is unity, right? It comes from the same octave or vibrational frequency, if you will, that where unity lives. It's also the, yeah, go ahead, Sweet.
Oh, yeah. I want to be really explicit in explaining why we were talking about the people who came to the New World from Europe, in contrast to the people who were forced to the New World from Africa.
Oh, good
because
point.
Yes. Those who were forced to the New World from Africa were not brought over with a vision of freedom or to be free.
No, so, it was the perpetuation of enslavement. Yes,
precisely. And so I want to make sure that it's really clear in saying what we're saying. We're not speaking about a white supremacy mindset,
right.
And we're not in any way intending to leave out people of color. We're intending to describe what the intended vision of the United States was that was brought over by people escaping tyranny in Europe in order to come to a land that they thought they could be free in. And thank goodness now this country is attempting to really step 100% into offering that kind of freedom for everyone who comes to this country and who has lived in this country for a long time, or their ancestors lived in this country for a long time.
Yes, and we have to, you know, a democracy is a vital organism. It's a dynamic life force. It's not a static situation. We have to continue to choose freedom. We have to continue to choose to adhere to our Constitution and our rights. And some of them are vanishing by sleight of hand, kind of like a magician would use. Some of it is because of distraction. Some of it is because we just don't notice it because it's been slowly happening over time. It's like the water boiling in a slow boil. You know, we're not going to go into specific details about that, but we just want it to be clear that there are things happening underneath our eyes that should not be happening in this particular land, according to our Constitution.
Yes. And the other thing that I want to add in that same spirit of not wanting to make sure that we don't inadvertently have people thinking that they're being left out. When we're talking about a democracy, we're talking about a democracy that is operating inside the parameters of a constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this whole—
We're not talking about a party.
That's right. We're not talking about a party, and we're talking about a vision that incorporated the notion of a republic and a form of governance called democracy. And so this is a both and. This is not an either or. The either or is part of the problem, and it's part of what has been snuffing out the light that the United States was meant to hold in the world.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And so there's something that you and I have decided that we are going to say in unison together, and we're going to say it twice, and we're also going to put what we're about to say into the show notes and things along those lines so that you can see them written down.
But you may have noticed that the mind learns by repetition. So that's the point. We just have to reorient ourselves to true north.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to say this together, and we're going to say it together twice. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Part of the inspired document of divine law, that is the Constitution, is to be a beacon to the world. Inspirers, not imperialists, until the citizens of the United States can hold this energy, and it's incumbent on every American to learn to be sovereign according to our higher presence, so we can honor the Constitution's true intentions. We cannot fulfill our calling as a country to be beacons who allow citizens of other countries to see.
This is your purpose. If you incarnated at this point in life and you're living on this soil, this is part of your purpose. And we can't do it without our connection to the one thing.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's wonderful we said it in unison the first time, but because of Zoom's delays voices, maybe one of us should be—
Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay. Part of the inspired document of divine law, that is the Constitution, is to be a beacon to the world, inspirers, not imperialists. Until the citizens of the United States can hold this energy, and Lori and I are proud citizens of the United States, and it's incumbent on every American to learn to be sovereign according to our higher presence so we can honor the Constitution's true intentions. We cannot fill our calling as a country to be beacons who allow citizens of other countries to see.
It's very different being an example versus being an imperialist. Yeah.
Very. Yeah. Very. And that leads us to two takeaways, unless you have any other comments you want to make before we get to those.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so the first of the two takeaways is something that we've referred to in prior episodes, of course, but very specifically and explicitly in this episode, which is to not be distracted by the divisions. Don't get distracted by divisiveness. Divisiveness serves sinister intentions, not the intentions of truly well-intended, taut-connected people, no matter where they fall on the political spectrum.
Yes, true. The divisions are actually being perpetrated upon us. So when you're connected to the one thing, when you're connected to the source of life, you can start to really sense that and find a strength that is beyond the divisions. And the second thing we're going to invite you to do is to deeply contemplate the divine design that is supposed to be this country. You're not going to find this on Google. You know, you have to go into your heart. You have to put your hand on your heart and maybe even with the divisions and say, show me how to breeze beyond the divisions that scare me. Show me, hand on heart, show me the true divine design of this country that maybe I've never even realized. And connect in that way and then be willing to receive illumination on this and to be guided to wisdom that will show you the beauty of the original intent of this country that has gotten a bit tangled up over the decades.
Yes, thank you. So in part two, we're going to cover the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the cycles of how countries rise and fall and how we need to make sure that we don't fall. And something that some of you who are watching or listening to this are familiar with and some have never even heard of, which is something called NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A. We'll be talking about NESARA as well. Meanwhile, between watching or listening to this episode and when you watch or listen to the next part of this in the next episode, we encourage you to leave your comments about what comes up for you in hearing the conversation that Lori and I have had in this episode.
Thank you for being with us.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you for that. So until next time, remember, please remember to dance with your better half, your higher half, your more authentic, true, eternal half, the one thing, so you can keep living more and more fully as Homo Spiritus.